The National Guard has a social media guidelines. And the National Guard guidelines are a little bit different. Instead of restricting use and asking users not to identify their National Guard status, the Guard is actually encouraging members to engage in unofficial internet posts responsibly. And while users should be clear they're not speaking on behalf of the Guard, they are encouraged to identify themselves as Guard members. We're going to hear all the details now. Jack Harrison is the Director of Communications at the National Guard Bureau. His division wrote those guidelines. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, Tom and Amy. How are you?
Okay, so tell us what the main point of all the guidelines are and how you expect Guard members to use them.
Well, the guidelines, frankly, are derived from OSD, Office of Secretary of Defense policy, and we just tried to take what they wrote in their policy and create a common sense approach to sharing that with the 465,000 members of the National Guard. You know, right now, today, America probably doesn't know this, but 50,000 National Guard men and women are posted around the world supporting the country, 7,000 here in the U.S., and 15 to 17 times a day the National Guard gets called out to perform missions. So social media plays a big part in how those guardsmen stay connected to their families and their communities in 3,300 cities around the country.
Not only that, it also seems like this would be a great way for guardsmen and women to show who they are and what they're about. And what I mean is, if they're encouraged to identify themselves as being Guard members, people might see their posts on Twitter, Facebook, wherever, and not realize, hey, look how many guardsmen are out there. It's almost, I don't know if you'd call it a recruiting tool, but did you see it that way too, as this is really free publicity for the Guard?
Well, Amy, you're exactly right. Nobody can tell the National Guard story better than someone in the National Guard. And that's why we are encouraging transparency, and it lends to our credibility that a guardsman can relay a piece of a story through some sort of social media tool, and it does lend that credibility that we're looking for. So we tried to just follow some basic rules that all military people are raised up with from the day they begin their military careers. Be professional, be courteous, conduct yourselves with honor and integrity, but tell the story, because no one tells it better than they do.
So give us an example. Suppose there was some sort of natural disaster, another hurricane, and the state governor where it occurred called out the National Guard. What kinds of things would you encourage them to talk about in social media while engaged in helping mitigate some sort of disaster?
Well, you know, I'll go back 5 years. We're on the 5-year anniversary of Katrina, and again, looking back historically, I'm not sure how many people realize we had 50,000 guardsmen in the Gulf Coast region within about 7 days of that disaster, and we made 17,000 life saves and 70,000 relocations. And had we had social media as a tool then, that story would have been told very clearly by those folks who were down there with, you know, with the technology and with the savvy to use social media. So today, I would think that's exactly the kind of things that we would want our guard airmen and soldiers telling that piece of the story.
And we are speaking with Jack Harrison. He's the director of the National Guard Bureau of Public Affairs and Strategic Communications. A question about that. When you have somebody from the National Guard using something like social media, and they identify themselves as being with the Guard, there's a really important distinction as not speaking for the National Guard and yet representing the Guard in your own way. How do you make that distinction, and how do you make that distinction when you see a post from them to ensure that they're not speaking on behalf of the Guard? Do you see what I'm saying? I mean, how do they make that distinction? How do you make it?
I do. I understand exactly what you're saying, Amy. The way we do that is there's just one official National Guard account, if you will. For example, on Facebook, it's the National Guard. And we know that only official posts from the National Guard are posted there. The logo or any personal social media address clearly are not official posts. So we go back to those three areas: being professional, being courteous, and having honor and integrity. People stay in their lane and talk about the things that they do, but they're not officially speaking on behalf of the National Guard.
And are people allowed to use National Guard logos and other markings in their posts if they wish?
Absolutely. It's not the logo that makes it an official post. And, you know, as Amy alluded to earlier, that logo is our brand, and people identify with that.
Okay, so what do you expect to do next? I mean, how do you get this out to all guardsmen to make sure that they know about it?
Well, we just went over 11,000 Facebook followers, and we're over some 6,000 Twitter followers, and I don't have the rest of the numbers in front of me, but where we go is we continue using this tool, these tools, and I want to let you know, too, that you can get to all of our social media accounts if you go to www.ng.mil. Right there, you can go to all of our social media accounts. And we hope to use them more and more as people get more comfortable with this new way of doing what I would refer to as old business, which is simple communications.
I'm glad you put it that way, because I have one last quick follow-up question for you.
Sure.
A lot of agencies we've talked to about their social media policies, they seem to be a little more reserved, a little more restrained, don't necessarily identify yourself as being from this agency. If you're tweeting, you're tweeting on your own time. Don't let people know that you're one of us, that kind of thing, by design. I mean, they're trying to protect themselves. We get that. But you're going a whole different direction. What made you decide to do that?
Well, I don't know if we're going in a whole different direction. I think what we have done is we have taken the DOD policy, and I think we have created some guidelines that are right in line with that policy, and we've tried to make it conversational so that our folks could understand it, and we're going in that direction.